Okay, then it's Ella time. And chubas in style. So we have to do... Oh, it's a chuba. And Vanilla Saiti, just as a pitch for our Satchuba Echla. It happens to be the chuba good all year now. Never a bad thing. However, in terms of Sfarim, which can really get a person motivated to do tshuva, and to understand tshuva, Bizman Hazeh, in this door, Rav Kook really does something very special. He opens up in this sefer the world of tshuva from a neshamadika perspective, from a real pini place. I found this, and you may have found this as well. And this is not disrespectful at all in Chas v'Shalom in any way to the tzaddik. But for those who have learned Shari Tshuva, and you may have found, like I found it, to be difficult to be ma'ur oneself to do tshuva, especially during Ella. Especially because most of the Sefer is speaking about individual mitzvahs. After you get past the first shah, then really doesn't speak much about tshuva as we know tshuva. He's really speaking to people who are mamash off the derech. And he's saying, you know, this mitzvah is good to do, do this mitzvah, do this mitzvah, this is what this mitzvah is. And in the beginning it's very famous, he's magdir exactly what tshuva is. But he's trying to motivate a person to do tshuva out of fear. And it really doesn't speak to this generation. And again, it worked in that generation. It was very great for that generation. But we live in a time where, just like as generations go by, you know, like we said, you know, there's styles. There's things which are in and there are things which are out. You know, Yira was something which was, in its time, a very strong motivation for Yidden to do tshuva and to come close to Hashem. Bizman Hazeh, it's kimat completely ahava. Love of Hashem. You don't sit in the shir and people say to you, like, you know, you're going to go to Gehenna and you're going to burn and these are all different types of Gehenna. People walk out turned off from that. Except Sfardim. Most people, they get turned off by that. This is a generation where we speak out of love. That's what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Zayin. He says, Anan v'chavivu sepayim l'sar. We speak in Ahava. We speak in Ahava. It has to do with the progression. The evolution of the generations as they go by, the maturity of Klal Yisrael. That works for a child, you're going to get patched. It doesn't work for an adult, you're going to get patched. Like, he wants to hear how it's good for him. How it's good for him, not just later, but good for you now. So if Kook really speaks that language to this door. And of course, things which he speaks about, they are in this Sfarim HaKadoshim as well, but they're scattered. Like, Kedusha Levi is not a tshuva sefer. It is. It calls a person to do tremendous tshuva. But he doesn't speak about the inyan of tshuva. Rav Kook dedicated an entire sefer speaking about tshuva, and every piece is just so sweet. Another nekuda from this direction, from that direction. So let's take a look here in Perek Tesvav in Simen Gimel, at the bottom right corner of the page.
Maybe are there any questions?
There are not. I'm sorry, I didn't expect such a wonderful crash. Thanks for coming. He writes, Hacharata hativis. If a person experiences, when a person experiences a natural charata, he doesn't work himself into a charata. He walks around feeling some type of regret, some type of remorse. Doesn't exactly know where it's coming from. Habayares believe mitchunasa shel atshuva. He says, which burns in one's heart from the tchuna of tshuva, meaning this charata is associated with tshuva. It's very strong as he feels it in his heart. He says, where does that come from? A natural charata. Ba'al mitach tsar ha-neshama. He says, the neshama is in pain. Again, Rav Kook is... He's pointing the tshuva to the direction of the shama, feelings which the neshama awakens in a person. Shehi mitzta'eres, the neshama is sad. Me'amidasa amatzav acha b'malas. The neshama is disappointed in itself. He's disappointed with the person who has this neshama, which is us, me. Al matzav echa b'malasa. The fact that I'm completely standing in one place, I'm not moving forward. Rather than what's expected, what the neshama expects of us, to go from one madriga to the next madriga continuously. How much more so if the neshama feels that we have lowered ourselves from the previous madriga? However, if a person would truly had fallen from a madrega completely, he would have lost the tsar, this feeling of tsar. Or it would have weakened the tsar that he has. If that's the case, then that remorse would also start to fade away as well. The tsar that a person feels that he's standing in one place. This is very common for Bnei Yeshiva. It's piercing. It reaches and it goes into the depth of a person's soul. And it's a very painful feeling inside. Because the neshama, that it hasn't been nifkam from a yerida, of where he was at a state of being chai, of being ar, of being awake. The tav eres hatzar shal ha'amida al makom echad, and that burning tzar stands in one place. So hefech tiva, it's the opposite of what it is. Chol mataras havayasa, everything of what the neshama is about. Yokedes ba kiyakot esh, shehapech l'shal eches ahava rabo mali'asi onegayim. To transform that pain into a tremendous fire of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bad barasa lashuv al machon al yasa lahachzik yafa b'tchuna hasalas b'choleis, by being miskaber and returning to be ma'alet, to be machzik yafa, to be mis'alet tamit. Amani zamecha chavayid v'la yidan, Ravan Amman says. To always be in a state of zimra and kavod and not being silent. Hashem alaykai adol amedat. Eternally, David says, I will glorify you, I will thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the process of growth is a continuous process. The book is telling us a very big chiddush. First of all, he's being a psychologist. He spends so much time trying to understand so many things in life, about the world, about our studies, secular studies, about jobs, about statistics, about world politics, about Chumash, about Sugis and Shas. He says that that which we, l'chara, should pay most attention to is how we feel, who we are. The closest thing to ourselves is who we are. And yet, Yitzhahara has a way that it distances a person from himself. The heart from the mind, the heart from the neshama. And instead of taking our sight, our ability to see and pointing it, directing it inwards, we become distracted by the things around us, and we're always looking around ourselves. This is the biggest mistake when it comes to davening, right? We think that there's two alternatives when it comes to davening. You can either look in the sitter, or you can look around the room. And if you ever looked around the room, you find people also either looking around the room or looking in a sitter. In truth, that's not Sakura. It's not true. Chazal say that a person's, when he davens, he has to have ein of lamala v'liv lamata, which means, and of course, it doesn't mean that he has to have his eyes open up like this. It's an expression Chazal say, which means that a person has to be yearning for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Inenu l'chatzlius esa ina elahar na'ayim v'yazim. Really what it means, though, is that a person has to be looking within himself. Even the sitter can be a distraction. If a person looks at the sitter, and he's looking at the sitter, and he thinks that that's where his eyes have to be, and he's missing the book. The sitter is just a way for a person to be able to connect inside himself, to understand himself. Tefillah is all about revealing oneself to oneself. Knowing who I really am, what my real ratzon is. Self-discovery. But again, that's the Yitzhahara's way. You walk outside, you see billboards everywhere, everybody's trying to catch your attention, to distract our eyes from being able to look inside. And that's very painful for a neshama. Because it means that a person is stuck. If he's not looking inward and he's not looking to emerge, to evolve, to grow, to bring out more of myself, it's very painful. The reason why it's so painful is because it goes against the natural desire of the neshama. Imagine a person physically. You stuff him into a tiny room, it's a tiny cubicle, and then as he gets older, he starts to grow. But he can't grow because the room is too small to contain him. You know how painful that is? Your body wants to grow, but because the room around you is so small, you can't grow. Don't allow your body to grow. What could be more painful than that? The same thing is true with the neshama. The neshama has a desire to grow. That's the teva of the neshama. Constant growth. To reveal itself upon a Jew more and more and more every single day. And if we stunt the growth of the neshama, it's extremely painful. And the cook says, you know where your uncovered, undetected frustration with yourself lies? Not necessarily because of this aveira or that aveira, or because you didn't have a good business deal today, you didn't get along with your chaver today. All those messages of tzar, of pointing, are coming from the neshama. It's the neshama speaking to you and saying to you, I'm trying to grow. Can you help me out of here? Can you allow me to evolve the way I'm supposed to? It's the ways the neshama communicates with us. When we're not growing the way that we're supposed to. Chazal tell us that an Adam, the difference between an Adam and a Malach is that a Malach is an Omid. He stands in one place, and an Adam is a Holich, which means that he's always supposed to be moving forward. And in fact, the Malachim are jealous of the Adam. A Malach is jealous of an Omid. And in fact, on Rosh Hashanah, Rav Nachman has a beautiful piece about this. One of the Kitrugim that we have to deal with on Rosh Hashanah is the accusations of the Malachim against us, that they're jealous of us. He says, how come he's an Omid and he's an Holech and I'm an Omid? I want to be a Holech. And they say, Ma'anesh ki siskirenu, there's a kitrug every single year in Rosh Hashanah that the Malach says, what good is it to have a Jew in this world? Is he really a Holech the way he's supposed to? Is he really going to Madrega? Why did you give him a neshama if he doesn't use it? And they're jealous, they don't have a neshama. That's why they're called Omda. The neshama is what gives the Jew the ability to move right, to be a Holech. And it's for that reason that an Adam is also compared to an Eitz. We say, Pasuk says, Ki ha'adam Eitz ha'sadeh. And we read that in Parshas Shoftim, which is in Chodesh Elul, which is very nogeya to this man. That a person, that a tzaddik, is called an Eitz. Because an Eitz grows. It's constantly growing. It's growing higher and higher, spreading out its roots more and more, blossoming, it's bearing fruits every single year. Now, if you put a tree into a tiny place and you want it to grow, so it's going to grow in very weird ways, in a deformed way. It's going to be a very unhappy tree. And it's the same thing true with a yid. You're either growing up, and if you're not growing up, you're growing sideways, and that's very, very painful. Masha'enki and the Rishayim are compared to Esav. Right? Yifrach Rishayim kmo Esav. V'yatzitzu kopal yavah. Because an Esav doesn't grow. A grass, it gets to a point where it just stops. There's no growth to an Esav. It's very, very tiny. There's nothing special about it. It's one tiny little leaf in the ground. And it's vulnerable. You step on it, and then the animals come and they eat it. Like Balak and Balaam say. What do they say? They say when Klai Yisrael is pouncing through the Midbar, they say, Atoyu lachachu hakoholas kol sivosinu kilachol hashores yerech Esav asada. That they're like a shore, they're gonna eat us up. That's a Rasha. He sees himself as an Esav. And he's vulnerable, he can be eaten up. Rasha Enkin Atzadik is an Eitz. Ki Adam Eitz Hasadeh. He grows strong. The Hayek Eitz Shasa Palyamayim. Rav Melech begins to heal him by telling a Jew, if you learn Torah and you're growth orientated, you are an Eitz. You're strong. You will live longer than an Esav does. And I'd say the greatest Baal Aliyah of all time is Mashiach Tzidkenu, which is a Lashon Siach HaSadeh, that he's compared to something which grows from the ground. And we refer to David HaMelech and Mashiach Tzidkenu as Avdi Tzemach. Tzemach David Avdecha Mehera Satzmiach. He's a Tzemach, he's a grower. He's constantly moving forward. This is the virtue of Mashiach Tzidkenu, that he's a Ben Aliyah par excellence. And therefore, and I tell this to people, I get shidduch calls, I want to know about this bacher, that bacher. People ask all types of weird questions. They want to know about, you know, does he learn more Bikias, does he learn more Ian? Like, what shaykhis? Like, what does that have to do with anything? As if he's going to be, like, learning with your daughter, Bikias or Ian, like, he has a preference as to, like, what she learns. I obviously am very respectful to the people on the phone, but I try to imply in a way in giving the answer that you're completely missing the boat. The main thing when it comes to Hatzlacha or not Hatzlacha is the person a Ben Aliyah or is he not a Ben Aliyah. You see a difference from this year to the next year in terms of his Avodas Hashem, the way he davens, the way he learns, his Ava, his Yira, his Yachas to Chaverim. You see the progression forward, or do you see that he's in the same place? If he's in the same place, he's probably very taxed inside, probably very unhappy. If you see that he's moving forward, these are the types of people who are the B'nai Aliyah, that you see that they're always in a good mood, always have a smile on their face. They have what to be happy about. The Neshama is very happy, because they're moving forward. The best guy, if you even have to say such a thing, it's ludicrous to even talk about best guys in yeshiva, right? But the people who are the mitzuyanim are the people who have a cheshit to grow. That means that's hatzlacha. If you feel in your heart that you have a desire to grow, or that you're growing, or you have chaveyim, that you see that the b'nei aliyah, that's a siman of hatzlacha. So don't look at the amount of lat. Don't look at how many pairs of tefillin you put on, or what color shirt you wear. All that is just chitzonius mamash. The main thing is that inside, are you growing? Do you feel like you're growing? Even if you don't, do you feel the desire to grow? It's one or the other. Either you have charata because you're not growing at all, or you're growing and you don't have charata. That's what Rav Kook is saying. It's very simple. The neshama has a natural charata from not growing. So you can find people, and you see this a lot, right? That they're learning a lot of Torah, and they're davening, the very long Shemona Esrei. But they're unhappy. They're unhappy. People come to me like that. You know, questions, how could it be? You don't have to hear people come to you. Just look around the room. See. Because that's what the neshama wants to do. It wants to grow. You see the neshama is impressed by your blah. You know how much Torah there is up there to learn? you're one blot. Or you're masechtas, how many of them you finished? Then Hashem says, this, you're mamish, you're touching the daki dakas of Torah. You're mamish daki dakas of Torah. Of course, every blot is a hatzlacha. The person has to be very besimcha. Every masechta is a big hatzlacha. It takes a lot of work. The person has to be besimcha about his yigia and about his hatzlachas. Work hard. But in terms of accomplishment, it's tremendous for us. The person is going to be he's going to think that he's a gavur rabbi because he finished a masechta two or three or four. The ikar is that Hashem has nachas ruach because He sees that the neshama is doing what it was supposed to be doing in this world. Hashem sent you a neshama for a reason. That's the most beautiful part of who we are. If the neshama is happy and that's who you are, then you're going to be happy also. Ner Hashem nishmas adam. The neshama is compared to a ner. But a ner is always moving higher. Like the Baal HaTanya says, it is always yearning to go higher, to return to its source. It's dancing to go higher. That's the teva of a neshama, that it's like a ner. I said the whole Indian of Chanukah revolves around this theme of being mosef v'holich. Each night, another candle, you move forward. You're mosef v'holich, because that's the Indian of a ner. Even the menorah itself is shaped like a tree. It's called the branches of the menorah. And some of the ornaments on the menorah is called the prachet. Prachet. Prachet means it's like a flower. That's the inyan of the menorah, is that it sprouts. And even the ner, which is the fruits on this tree of the menorah, each ner is a fruit. It's a neshama. It creates something which wants to grow. That's the whole inyan of Chanukah, to be ma'aseh v'holich. B'chlal, this is the whole inyan of Kedusha. Like the Gemara says, in Kedusha, it says if a person says, Harei regozu la'ayla, that he's being makdish just the leg of the animal to be an ayla, so the Gemara says, mispashet b'kulu, that the Kedusha is mispashet in the whole animal. Why? Because that's the teva of Kedusha. The teva of Kedusha is to be mispashet. Like Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaKodesh. And Chazal say unequivocally, Asid Eretz Yisrael is spashit al kol ha'aretzos. Eretz Yisrael will become, the entire world will become Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because that's the type of Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha spreads. It's mispashit. It's mispashit l'kulo. That's why Shabbos Kodesh, right, there's the inyan of Tosefis Shabbos. You have to be Mosef on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Kodesh. And there's a halacha, because Shabbos is Shabbos. Yom Kippur, right? Tosefis Yom Kippurim. It's called the Yom HaKadosh. Right? Anywhere that there's Kedusha, there's Tosefis. That's the inyan of Tosefis. Kedusha is always Mosef. Hanera Salah L'Kodesh Heim. They're Kodesh. If they're Kodesh, they're Mespashe. The simon of a Kadosh is that he's growth-oriented. If a person is a Bar Aliyah, that's a simon to Kedusha. And Hashem says, Kedoshim Tihyu. He wants us to be Kedosha. And we ask ourselves, what does it mean to be Kadosh? Do 1,000 tefillos in the mikvah? That's a Kadosh? To fast every single day? That's Kedusha? How do we know? How do we know that we're Kodesh? What's the simon muvak to Kedusha? Simon muvak to Kedusha is Ben Aliyah. My growing. To move forward. To move higher in Avodas Hashem. That's the whole inyan of Aliyah L'Rega. The Yom Tovim are times where a person should be margish the Aliyah. And that's why you have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. You come to the Beis HaMikdash means because that's called Aliyah L'Rega. It's a sin b'china of a person says, Harei Rego Zu Oila. Regal Oila is called Aliyah L'Rega. Mispashe B'kud. If you have an Aliyah S'Rega, it means that if your foot is a foot of Kedusha, V'haya Ekev Tishmon, if you have an Ekev, which is a Shmiya Dika Ekev, and then you add all the brachos, you're going to be zeichet a tremendous Aliyah. It just means to take your foot. What the foot symbolizes, which means to grow, to be oilu l'rega. And then you'll come to the Beis HaMikdash, place of Kedusha. This week's Parsha, I should say last week's Parsha, Parsha Kisetzin. before we get to Parshas Kisetze, we speak a little about Elul and Tishrei. Elul and Tishrei is a time of tremendous growth. It's an Eis Ratzon. Ratzon is a lashon of Ratz, to run. Not just to be a Hoylech. Hoylech is good all year round. But in Elul, there's a Siyata Shmaya that a person goes from being a Hoylech to being a Ratz. Because the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'ir a person to run towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He realizes that it's an opportune time. It's a Zman of Kedusha, and a person feels the urge to run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we do that. We go from Elul to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur, to Sukkot, flying. We're flying. The reason why there's only 10 days for Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is because you're flying there. You're flying there. Really, the Yom and Tovim are spaced out. When you come to Tishrei, the reason why the Zman is closer is not because the Zman is close, it's because you're running so fast. Understand the difference. It's a very big difference. So we say, on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei, in Kaddish, which is the Inyan of Kedusha, right, we change the Nusach to say, Le'ela U'le'ela. La'ila ula'ila, which means that we're not just being one aliyah. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a zman of la'ila ula'ila, which means that you're flying higher than ever before. Not just a regular aliyah l'rega. Mamish, ayla ayla. La'ila la'ila. That's the type of a halucha and of a ritza which we have during this month. Happens to be la'ila is the matcha mitzvah. So la'ela la'ela means mitzvah mitzvah. It's a remitzvah which it says in the mitzvah. Have you rutz the mitzvah kalak and bachamura? She mitzvah goyveres mitzvah. A person who's a rutz, he has a regular of ritza. He's a bechina by him of mitzvah goyveres mitzvah. That when he does one mitzvah, it takes him to the next mitzvah. What's this idea of mitzvah goyveres mitzvah? A person is zocha to when he's rutz. When a person is rutz to a mitzvah, that means that he has ahava. You only run to something which you love. If you're not looking forward to something, you run away. But if you're looking forward to something or to somebody who you like, you run towards them. That's the rutz la mitzvah kala, which means that you love mitzvah so much that you run to do them. If you're that type of a person, then you'll see in your life mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Hashem's going to bring mitzvahs to you. They're going to gravitate towards you. They're going to want to run to you if you're running after them. I need a day to be day to leave. If you love mitzvahs, they'll love you also. If the siman of a ben aliyah is that his day is going from mitzvah to mitzvah. When he finishes davening, he's looking forward to seder. Hey, you have to have breakfast. You have breakfast. And he has, he shmoozes with his friends. That's also part of the avodas Hashem. That's an asik of benachas. We'll speak about that in a moment. But when he finishes davening, he's saying to himself, can't wait towards Seder. Looking forward to Seder. If a person feels pressure, like he has to cover a certain amount of block, and he's looking around the room, he's going to feel the pressure. He's not going to look forward to that. If he does it l'shma as much as he can, because it's just a delight that mitzvahs have. And a neshamadik a yid is looking forward to mitzvahs because they're neshamadik. Then he says, oh, it's so nice to go from Seder. Look forward to the next Seder, or to the next mitzvah. You put on your tzitzis, you look forward to putting on your tefillin. That's the way it should be. Mitzvah is gereres mitzvah. It's not just like a chok. Right? It's a segula that a person is zeichet to when he has an av and appreciation for mitzvah. And it's a feeling that a person has in his avodas Hashem that he looks forward to the next mitzvah. That it's gerer another mitzvah. So you find in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei something very interesting. It says that if you mekayim shilua chakan, it says then you'll be able to build a bias. And then you'll have a sada. And then you'll have oxen and shvarim which are working in your sada. That's what Rashi says. It says, in mitzvah kala she'ein b'chisar and kis, amar Torah l'man yitiv lo, v'arach l'yamin, if for just a simple mitzvah called shilu achakan, if you do it, Hashem says, yitiv lo, v'arach l'yamin, it'll be good for you, havachaymer, for the mitzvahs chamurus. And then the next Rashi says, im kiyam ta mitzvah shilu achakan, soif chalivnos bayit chadash, and it'll be mekar the mitzvah of makah. And then you'll get a karen visada and begadim naim, and one thing will lead to the next. And you put up a makah, And then you're going to have Begadim Noyim, which refers to the tzitzis. Yeah? So, to me, these Rashis are interconnected. That if you do Shiluach HaKan, which is the mitzvah kala, Gufa, the kiyam of the man yitzav lach, the harach the yamin, is Gufa the next Rashi, which is mitzvah gereres mitzvah. What could be better than a life of looking forward to one mitzvah to the next? Is there a sweeter life than that? Shifti deves Hashem, koyin echaya, lach sespaneim Hashem, elevake becholay. This is Davan HaMelech's request. To go from one mitzvah to the next, to always be in the deves Hashem. Such a sweet life. That's Gufa the man yitzav lach, harach the yamin. How amazing days those are. One mitzvah to the next. When a person sees a house, he doesn't see a house. He sees a chefs shel mitzvah. How many mitzvahs can I do in this house? Hachnasas orchim, mezuzah, kashrus. So many mitzvahs you could do in a home. But then he gets a beged and he says, oh, a beged, I could do tzitzis with that. It's such a life to look at everything and see mitzvahs on that. That's l'man yitzvah v'arach t'yomim. Those are such great days. Adam haba dika days and Adam haza. The person looks at it and he says, oh, what mitzvahs I could do with this. And it's interesting that the last mitzvah at the end of this whole seder is tzitzis. Tzitzis. Because tzitzis is the idea of tzitz, which means growth. It's ketzitz. Tzitz means prachim v'tzitzim. That a person is growth oriented. Tzitzis is something which is the first thing that a person puts on every morning is his tzitzis. Or he sleeps with his tzitzis, even better, he sleeps with his tzitzis. Because what the tzitzis declares about a Jew is that he's growing. That he's growing. If a person is connected to the mitzvah tzitzis, if he has an affinity to the mitzvah tzitzis, it's a simmon right there that he has a shaykhus to grow. If he has a hard time taking off the tzitzis, if when a person goes into the shower, he should say, oh, it's so hard to part from my tzitzis. That's how a Jew should feel. He should feel that way. It shouldn't just be like taking off my shirt, taking off my pants, taking off my tzitzis. Tzitzis. You have to take off your tzitzis. If you have to play sports and you take off your tzitzis, it should be painful. Okay, I have to play sports. I don't want to ruin my tzitzis. Okay, but to take off my tzitzis, it shouldn't be easy. Take off your tzitzis. Tzitzis identifies a Jew as a growth person. He's a ben aliyah. Therefore, the Ariyah Kodesh says, don't ever take off your talis kata. You should sleep with your tzitzis. Never take off your talis kata, the Ariyah says. Because it has to do with tzitz. Tzitzim uprach. Growth. Growing. Ki adam meitzas adam. It brings out the growth of a Jew, the mitzvah tzitzis. And it's so interesting. If you take a look at the Seder and of the mitzvahs here, first of all, you have Shiluach HaKan, which by in itself, by the way, makes a reference to an eitz, because it says, Yikari kantipa lefanecha baderech b'chol eitz. The Shiluach HaKan is on an eitz, which by the way is a remnant, of course, to the fact that it's growth, to do with eitz, growth. And from there it goes to a bayis, to a sadeh, to begadim, to tzitzis. Gedilim taselach, that's what the pasuk here refers to tzitzis. Gedilim is a lashon of to be lehiskadel, to grow. And what's interesting is that we learn out from here, gedilim taselach, al arba kanfas ktsutz hashvet hachaseba, but from the fact that it's put next to the mitzvah of shatnez, that if you wear tzitzis, and you have shatnez on them, the tzitzis is dofa shatnez. This is where the mitzvah gereres mitzvah ends. It's mamash adavar nifla on the earth. What this means, what this is conveying to us, is that the tzitzis is so powerful, that the growth of tzitzis is so powerful, that you could be growth to such a degree that even if an avera is in your way, you break it down. It's an amazing thing. It's a very davak, it's an amok on the earth, what that means. That your growth is so powerful that even the averas can't stand in your way. That you see an avera, you plow it over. That's it with avera lishma. Very deep secrets in what this means. But of course, if you learn a lot from here, the Gemara in Yavama says that an ase is dochalos ase. Every ase is dochalos ase. But why is tzitzis chosen to be the nekuda from where we learn it from? To teach you that if a person is a tzitzis dikayid, that he's growth orientated, then nothing can stand in his way. Even the biggest barriers can't stand in his way. And that's the secret of Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, which is the bechina of tzitzis. That even when you come to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even though you have a million avers that you may have done during the year, if you're a growth-oriented person, and that's who you are defined as, then when Yom Kippur rolls around, even the avers can't stand in your way. If you make a sukkah out of it, the whole Indian of a sukkah is sitting in the sukkah, sitting under one big talus. One big tzitzis. That's what the sukkah is. Four corners. bechina of tzukkos and tzitzis, that even you take the averas and you turn them into mitzvahs. That's a sort of tzitzis. That, by the way, is why the Kohen Gadol, he wore a tzitz. Now the tzitz, it says Kodesh Lashem. Kodesh Lashem means Kedusha L'Espashik. He's always growing, and that's why he's the Kohen Gadol. And that's why he wears a tzitz, because he's the most, he's the person in Klai Yisrael, he's the biggest Ben Aliyah. That's why he goes into the Kodesh Kadosh. On Yom Kippur. Person is Zeicha. When he's a Ratz, when he's a Hoylech. This is one of the reasons of behind the shofar Rosh Hashanah. We say Mincha and Erev Shabbos and Shalosh Shiddus, we say Yidi Nefesh Avarachamon V'shoich Avdecha Al Ritzenecha. Pull me towards your Ratz. Yorutz Avdecha K'moy Ayah. I should run like an Ayah. Ishtachava El Mul Hadarecha Yorutz Avdecha K'moy Ayah. Where do you find an Ayala so fast? Naftali Ayala Shalucha. But Naftali is compared to an Ayah. Hanoisin in Meshafer delivers beautiful words. The Ayala is a symbol of Ritza, of running. Running. This is the reason why we blow a Shofar Shal Ayala on Rosh Hashanah. Not just as a Zecher to Akidas Yitzchak. Of course, that's the most important reason. Because the ayah, the shofar shel ayah, is a remez to a Jew that he needs to be a ben ritzi. That he needs to run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, le'elo le'elo, during these days. And that's how we blow the shofar shel ayah. Even in Ella we blow the shofar. Yaretz abdecha k'may ayah. This is the sound of the shofar to each and every one of us. Run to Hashem like an ayah. That's Naftali ayala shlucha, hanaisin imre shofar. That's why I'm saying shofar is shofar. The call of the shofar is to run to Hashem. To be a ben aliyah. Doesn't mean to be crazy. Doesn't mean to be out of whack. It means to be benacha. But to be a ben aliyah, it's about attitude. It's about knowing takas. Where are we going? What am I interested in? What's the direction I'm going towards? What are my priorities? To be a ben aliyah. To be a Yoretz Avdecha K'may Ayah. That's the calling of the Shofar. That's what the Shofar is sounding to us. Run to me, Hashem says. Because I love you so much, I need a Daidi V'Daidi V'Di. The person is Zeicher. He can even fly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can even have wings. That's the Indian of Al Kanfes Ksuscha. Like the tzitzis have wings. The times of the year that a person can almost be flying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what David HaMelech is mispalling, Tehillim, and then hey, David HaMelech says, Mi yitin li ever kayayna. Hashem, if you only gave me wings that I could fly to you. These feet of mine are so limiting, David HaMelech says. I wish I could be a bird that I could fly so fast. That's what happens during Rosh Yom Kippur and Sukkot. You come from one yontif to the next because you're flying. Mama's flying. It would have been much easier had Yom Kippur been, let's say, like a month after Rosh Hashanah. And Sukkot, how can you even come to Sukkot 5 days after Yom Kippur? It seems like it's like you're preparing for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and then all of a sudden you're like hit with Sukkot, and you have to like buy esrogs and lulav, learn the halachos. There's no time. Why is there no time? Because you're flying. You're flying. Your mama's flying. Your Jew should be flying during these days. I wish I could fly all the time. Like we say, it says the Navi says, "V'koyvei Hashem yachalifu koyach," that they're always rejuvenating those who are yearning for Hashem. Yalu ever kanesharim, they grow wings like an asher. People who are yearning for Hashem, the mamish flying, which means that their avodas Hashem becomes so easy. In the beginning, it's very hard. But as a person grows, that he's a ben aliyah, he starts to see that his avodas Hashem gets easier and easier because it's so easy to do things which you love doing. But it only becomes easier if you know how to do them properly. If you're a ben aliyah. If you know what the ikar nekuda is, that the ikar chen in Hashem's eyes is to be a ben aliyah. David says, "Mi yitin li iver kayom." The Malm has a very nice addition. I think this is very important to know. The pasuk says, "Va'omar David says, and I say to Hashem, Mi yitin li iver kayom. If I only had wings like a yoni, a'ufa ve'ashkayna, I would fly and I would rest." Listen to the words of the Malm. Malm says like this. The Gemara says that a yona can fly with one wing. So if it's flying with one wing, what's it doing with the other wing? So the yona, he's working hard with one wing, and he's resting the other wing. He's giving it a rest. He won't tire out like that. As Tosos brings in the Gemara B'Shem the Medrash, says, I want to fly and also rest. Not one after the other. I want to fly with one wing and rest with the other wing. Like in a way, like I want to fly and not to fly. To rest and not to rest. To be doing both things at one time. Now it seems tarti desasri. How could you be flying and resting at the same time? Either you're flying or you're resting. But the yona can do it. With one wing it's flying and the other wing it's resting. Which means that it never has to really come to the ground and to take a break. Because birds have to come down to the ground to rest. Well, if he's always resting one wing, then he never has to come down. He can always be flying. A Ben Aliyah, who's a true Ben Aliyah, he doesn't need chofesh. He doesn't need to take breaks. Now, let's not jump the gun, right? Not everybody is in a state of a avodas Hashem where he doesn't need to take breaks. Okay? Sometimes, if a person is the beginning, like we said before, it starts off difficult and then it gets easier. Right? First, you have to walk. Right? If you're an omer, you have to start walking. And once you're an omer, you have to start running. Then you start running. And then when you're running, you're gonna start flying. It shouldn't be like, you know, you don't force yourself to do that. Like you have to become a bird. Right? You can't fly unless you're a bird. You have to first become a bird and then you'll fly. Right? If a monkey tries flying like a bird, he's gonna fall off the tree. It's gonna hurt. And that's what happens to people who are trying to fly, and they use the word burnout. I hate that word burnout. But people get hurt because they're trying to fly when they're not birds. You're a monkey. You're not a bird. The person has to know what he's holding in his Avodas Hashem. But there's such a thing that Avodas Hashem becomes so sweet and such a delight that, what do you mean rest? What could be sweeter than doing what I'm doing? This is the biggest menucha that I ever had, is just be sitting in front of a sefer doing mitzvahs. Some people who are chitzonis to people, they can't understand that. People will say to you, like, you know, relax, like, take it easy. Like, why are you learning all the time? The reason I'm learning all the time is because this is relaxing. Like if I stop learning, then that's not relaxing. Of course, that's in the Madriga of Avodas Hashem that people don't generally understand. This is what David HaMelech is saying on his Madriga. He's saying, this is my rest. This is what I find menuchadik. It's menucha for me to be learning, to be davening, to be doing mitzvahs. Resting from that, that's menucha. That's my menucha sanafesh. If I'm not doing that, then I'm lacking menucha sanafesh. Menucha doesn't just mean sitting in one place. That's menucha for the guf. What about menucha for the neshama? Not menuchadik for the Meshama to not be involved in mitzvahs. And again, a person can be sitting in one place also without a sefer and be thinking about Hashem. It's also very menuchadik. You could be sitting outside, you could be looking at the world and having the biggest menucha ever. One person is looking at the world and he's saying, oh, what a beautiful sky. And he's getting this much menucha. If another Jew is looking outside, he's looking, what an unbelievable world you made, Hashem. And then he's getting a lot of menucha. Menuchadik could be sitting in the lap of Hashem. That's what David HaMelech says. Al me menucho sina halim. If I'm going down the river of Avodas Hashem, what's called Mei Menucho Sinhalim. It should be Menuchadik. A person doesn't have to be zealous, like running from one thing to the next, like Shalom B'Yushav Adas. You see sometimes people around the vicinity say, Mamash. That's not the way it is. It's not the way it is. It should be Menucho, Menucho, Menucho. Enjoy the walk from one sefer to the next. Enjoy it. Even the going from one place to another place, it's also Menuchadik. So much Menucho in Avodas Hashem. Shabbos is the day of Menucha. There's tremendous, many things to do on Shabbos Kodesh. It takes a lot of exertion. But, oh, for the tzaddik, it's mamash and onik. Such Menucha day. These are madrigas, of course. The main thing is to have the proper perspective. The perspective is to be a ben aliyah. I'm a ner. I'm a neshama. My natural being is to grow. And if I feel like I don't know where that pain is coming from, maybe it's because I'm staying in the same place all the time. I've been an omid for too long. And neshama is saying you have to grow. And growth means to reveal who you are. Just like a seed when it sprouts, it doesn't become something it's not. A seed means that everything which is inside of it becomes revealed and it blossoms. And that's the same thing with neshama. Reveal who I am. If a seed is in the ground and it doesn't grow, it's very painful for that seed. It's to grow, to evolve, to reveal who we really are. That's the tafkid of the neshama, the tev of the neshama, kedusha lehispashet. The neshama is kadosh, and it wants to reveal itself. And the same thing with Hashem. Hashem is always constantly growing, kibyachah. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Hashem tzvakos, melochal aris kavod. The whole world will be revealed with His glory because He's a kadosh. And the derech of kedusha lehispashet. But it begins by knowing that I'm a neshama, knowing who I am, knowing what my real ratzon is, especially during this month. There's an extra siyata d'shamaya to going from being an oimed, which is the beginning of tshuva, to being a hoylech, and from going very quickly from being a hoylech to being a ratz, with the menucha, the ava, the simcha, which is the real nekuda and siman of a person. If he's not a kadosh yet, he has a neshama which is kadosh, and that he's evolving and becoming more and more kadosh. Hashem should give us the siyata d'shamaya during this time of year, to go la'ela la'ela, to listen to the Kol Shayfer, to the Yara Sabtachot and the Ayah, and the Ayah, the Av, and the Yir, and the Aliyah, which is the Genevi side, and if you do one of us, and to be Zeicha, as a Tzibor and Kahal Knesset Yisrael, to go la'ela la'ela, to be Ayla la'regal, to be Ayla to the Bisa Bink Mikdash, the Karab Mamj, the Yisrael Tzedek, the Avdi Tzemach, Karab Aminu Amen.